We almost dare not say this, but the latest numbers on the pandemic suggest the United States is winning a race. It's a race between vaccines and the rapidly spreading coronavirus. We may have reached the point where enough people are vaccinated to beat back the virus. Here's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
It wasn't that long ago that the director of the CDC was talking about impending doom, and the country was stuck in a kind of limbo as the number of people getting infected every day was creeping up day after day, week after week, for months, despite the vaccination campaign. But that appears to have turned around. Infections look like they've finally started falling again. The average number of people getting infected every day has dropped more than 20% in the past week or so. Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of the Brown School of Public Health.
I think we've hit a tipping point. And when I say tipping point, I mean that we've really turned the corner on this latest wave. And I think that the worst days of the pandemic really are now behind us.
Now, not everyone is ready to say the country has definitely hit a tipping point. Michigan's getting better, but it's still in rough shape. The virus is still spreading fast in other places too, like Oregon. And many experts worry people are letting down their guard too soon. But Jha and others think the turnaround is real, and the numbers will continue falling now at least through the summer. Here's Dr. David Rubin at the University of Pennsylvania.
I do think we've hit a turning point. We're seeing a significant, substantial decline now, and we hope it just deepens over the next few weeks.
Why? Well, it's the vaccines. More than half of all adults in the U.S. have now gotten at least one shot, and more than a third are now fully vaccinated. And Rubin says, if you look at other countries, that's getting close to where they started to turn around, too.
The results of vaccination have been truly astonishing in terms of its value of getting us back to normal and liberating us from this pandemic.
The vaccines look like they've even been able to stave off the threat posed by the variants, including the B.1.1.7 variant, that contagious strain first spotted in the UK, which is now dominant in the US. Dr. Eric Topol at Scripps Research says the vaccines kind of teamed up with the immunity that a big chunk of the country already had from being exposed to the virus.
We have created a wall which is preventing the variant, particularly the UK and others, from spreading and surging.
But there are still some worrying trends. William Hanage at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health says a big one is the pace of the vaccination campaign has slowed big time.
We've managed to vaccinate all those people who really wanted to be vaccinated, and now we're starting to try and vaccinate those who have been a little bit more hesitant or harder to reach or have been having trouble accessing vaccine. However, it is really, really important that we do reach those people.
And vaccination rates vary a lot around the country. A big worry are places where not enough people are rolling up their sleeves, like southern states like Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, where Dr. Megan Ranney at Brown says it's starting to get hot.
So if you remember back to last spring, many of the states across the South thought that they had escaped COVID-19. Then it started to get hot. People went indoors into the air conditioning. That was a perfect storm for spread of COVID across our southern states last summer. I worry because those are the same states where our vaccine numbers are not great. And so it sets them up potentially for a rise in COVID-19 cases again.
And let's not forget, tens of thousands of people are still getting infected every day. Thousands are still getting sick. Hundreds are dying. So the suffering is far from over. And the big wild card is still whether some new variant emerges that can get around the vaccines. That's why beating back the virus with vaccinations in this country and around the world is so important. The more the virus spreads, the bigger the risk a dangerous new variant will evolve and send things spiraling out of control yet again. Rob Stein, NPR News.